This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. About 2 million people a year visit Key West, and about half of them get there on cruise ships. With the industry on pause due to the coronavirus pandemic, some on the island are working on a reset. The Key Lime Pie Bakery and Coconut Factory is in downtown Key West, a couple blocks from two piers where cruise ships dock. May Lee Ellis bought the store 4 years ago.
When the cruise ship come in and they were past my store, and then even if they don't stop, when they come on the way back to the cruise ship, they will stop my store, get a piece of pie, and get some souvenir.
Ellis says her store and the seven people who work there wouldn't make it without the big ships that bring thousands of people at a time to the island.
I will have a good rush hour, 1 or 2 hours, and that's mostly my main income.
But others say the ships are too big a risk for the relatively small part they play in the local tourist economy. Cruise ship passengers are not getting hotel rooms, and they spend a lot less than other visitors.
On our peak days over the last year, it would be 10,000 to 12,000 people focused in that downtown corridor. With COVID-19 and this period of pandemic, those masses, those sheer numbers seem exceptionally risky.
Evan Haskell is with a group called Safer Cleaner Ships that's launched a petition drive. They want Key Westers to vote on three questions on the August ballot. They would limit the number of people and capacity of ships that could call here. And they would prioritize ships with better health and environmental safety records.
The future tourist is going to be looking for oases around the world, places that are less crowded.
Key West port officials say they don't have any confirmed dates on when cruise ships could return to the island, but they say it would be August at the earliest. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.